What's up, Dog Pound? Nathan Zgura, Matt Wilhelm here in Berea. This Sunday, it is, of course, the Browns and the Rams. The Browns looking to get to 3-4 on the season. And, Matt, this is a game where it's kind of that, oh, boy, we got to get this run defense going and get it going in a hurry. Todd Gurley averaging 152 yards over the last 2 weeks, 6 yards a carry. He is a home run hitter at running back.
He definitely is. It's going to be good for them coming off a bye to be home. But the one thing about this, and having played here before, it's not really that much of a home field advantage. They're not going to have more than 50,000 people there. It's not going to be as loud as other stadiums are going to be. But Todd Gurley and the electrifying play in the 2 games that he did play is going to spark that crowd and make it loud. He's going to be faster on the turf, but we're also going to be faster on the turf. And as I've mentioned on Cleveland Browns Daily, if we play and stop the run for 60 minutes, not let up at the 30-point mark thinking you've got him under control, because a guy like him can hit one at any point. Play for 60 minutes, control and limit Todd Gurley. You're not going to stop a guy like him.
Todd Gurley this year has got 50 carries for 136 yards. Then he's got 5 carries for 180 yards. Those big plays. You're a linebacker. You're very successful in this league. How do you eliminate those chunk runs?
Angle. You got to be looking at the right thing and trust your instincts and create good angles. And then everybody's got to be ready to tackle. You can never take for granted on a runner like Gurley, like Adrian Peterson, like Le'Veon Bell, that one guy's going to get him down. You got to bring multiple hats, wrap him, get him to the ground, because he will get frustrated when he's getting hit all day long and he's not hitting that chunk run. Limit what he does, he'll get frustrated, but so will the offensive coordinator. Maybe they'll put the ball in Nick Foles' hands and he'll throw us some interceptions.
And as he did against Green Bay in his last game, 4 interceptions in that one. The Browns got to get some pressure on him. He can get skittish in the pocket, as you noted on CBD all week. Offensively for the Browns, the challenge is going to be slowing down that great defense in front of the Rams.
It is. A lot like last week with the Broncos, I think a combination of screens and draws, that will slow down a pass rush. And then also keeping in some extra blockers, an extra tight end, maybe a little bit more Jim Dre, maybe some Cam Irving in full-on run situations to get a big on a big and stop them up front. Because if we can break through Duke Johnson, Turbin, Isaiah Crowell, get into their second level, there are opportunities in their back end for us to make plays on the ground.
That's what it's going to be. This is going to be a game unlike any other this season, where it will literally be won and lost on both sides of the ball right at the point of attack, slowing down the run of Todd Gurley and, of course, stopping the pass rush of those Rams. For Matt Wilhelm, I'm Nathan Zgura saying thanks for tuning in here to the game preview. Keep it tuned to ClevelandBrowns.com and the Browns mobile app. And hey, by the way, go get some tickets and go to this game. He told you there aren't going to be Rams fans there. Let's fill it with orange and brown this Sunday.